Statistics by relevant authorities in Nigeria indicate that 6 different mass kidnappings of students have been recorded in Northwest and North Central between December 2020 and now, while more than 800 students and staff have been abducted. Aside the huge amount of ransom often claimed by the government, some of their victims were also killed in the process, thus subjecting parents to trauma and agony. Though the menace of mass abduction of students had not been recorded in any place close to the southwestern region of the country, some parents in Ekiti State saw the need for a better preparation against such devilish acts, probably in line with the saying that prevention is better than cure.
One can see that government is trying to beef up defenses around our educational institutions. But beyond fences, I have not seen any other intelligence moves.
School should devise a means. If they need to get all these local hunters and send them to each school, if that will be the case, we need to prepare. We can't play away with our children's life.
In his contribution, the chairman of the Nigerian Union of Teachers, NUT, Ekiti State Wing, Mr. O.K. Emmanuel, attested to the various measures being embarked upon by government, including perimeter fencing of schools, but advocated the replacement of old security men in schools with young and energetic men who would also be digitally inclined. This was also corroborated by the chairman of Academic Staff Union of Secondary Schools, ASUS, Ekiti State, Mr. Shola Adigun, who said a state of emergency should be declared in the Nigerian education system.
The emergency should be declared on education. Education is at the verge of total collapse. And with this recent kidnapping of our students, of our teachers, my fear is that education may eventually collapse even before we know it.
When contacted, the public relations officers of the Ekiti State Police Command and the Nigerian Security and Civil Defense Corps, Mr. Sunday Abutu and Mr. Tolu Afolabi, highlighted their plans towards ensuring security of schools.
The Commissioner of Police, CP Tunde Mobile, has deployed more patrol vehicles to augment those already on ground for constant patrol of schools and campuses, especially during school hours.
Nigerian Security and Civil Defense Corps generally has rolled out a program to protect the school children and also to protect the teachers. That is why the CG of NSCDC projected a system called Safe School System, which is ongoing now in civil defense. In all the 36 states in Nigeria, including FCC, Civil Defense has been going out en masse to monitor and survey some schools.
In an interview, the senior special assistant to Ekiti State Governor on Student Matters, Mr. Olalekan Soyombo, affirmed that government was also worried by the rising cases of students' abduction. Hence, it had commenced necessary steps to secure schools, beginning from perimeter fencing.
The government is doing everything within its power to ensure that all the security agents are in one accord. They are running the statutory duties of protecting the life in uniformity. It is now left to all parties to also be part of this process.
Mr. Soyombo, however, sought the cooperation of all to secure schools and the society at large, saying government alone could not be left with the task of securing the state. Kayode Babatuyi reporting for Radio Nigeria.